This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Nami Gadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's chief of staff is defending her handling of allegations of sexual harassment and misogyny within the mayor's press office. Cristina Passione Zayas is taking heat for recommending a so-called peace circle after being made aware of misogyny allegations against former communications director Ronnie Reese. But she insists to WBEZ the idea was to address broader issues with Reese's performance.
I did not and would not have ever offered that type of remedy for a serious allegation like sexual harassment.
She did not give details on what broader issues that peace circle was meant to address, but says Reese was put on a performance improvement plan as well. Reese did not respond to a request for comment. President-elect Donald Trump's new border czar, Tom Homan, is urging Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and Governor J.B. Pritzker to join him in executing his mass deportation plan. Homan spoke to a crowd of Trump supporters at a private holiday party on the Northwest Side last night. He said ICE agents will be in Chicago looking to arrest undocumented immigrants come January 20th and urged local elected officials to cooperate or get out of his way. Homan also attacked Chicago's sanctuary policies that prohibit local law enforcement from collaborating with ICE agents.
Get rid of the sanctuary policies. We're going to sue sanctuary cities on the next administration.
Homan led the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency during Trump's first administration. A sitting U.S. congresswoman from Illinois made an appearance at the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Before joining Congress, Nikki Budzinski was a senior advisor to J.B. Pritzker. She testified that she helped the governor vet as many as 1,500 applications for high-level state positions. Budzinski confirmed the governor's staff had a code name for Madigan when it came to cataloging his dozens of job asks. It was the Sphinx. Those requests are important in Madigan's trial. Prosecutors have him on tape offering to help government mole Danny Solis get a board appointment under Pritzker after Solis steered developers to Madigan's law firm for tax work. Budzinski was asked if any job applicant got chosen because they'd paid or given benefits to Madigan. Absolutely not, she answered, adding that would, quote, be wrong. When the Chicago Bears made the move to fire Matt Eberflus and promote Thomas Brown to interim head coach, many thought it would reinvigorate a stagnating team. But despite all the reports out of Hallis Hall of a more inspired, united locker room, the Bears fell flat on Sunday against the 49ers in Brown's first game. Brown says the blame falls on him and the rest of the coaching staff.
Motivation, inspiration is different than execution. We've got to do a better job as coaches of making sure we're coaching the details the right way. And obviously when it comes to players, they got to do a really good job of executing. So it's definitely a collaborative process that we don't remove any responsibility from ourselves as coaches. As far as what happens on the grass, it starts with us first.
The Bears' losing streak is now up to 7 games, and the team is guaranteed to finish below 500 for the 4th year in a row. They have only 4 games left to get back in the win column, starting with Minnesota next Monday night. Some more things you should know today. An indictment unsealed in Chicago yesterday charges 2 high-ranking Syrian officials with war crimes. Former Syrian Air Force intelligence officers Jamil Hassan and Abdul Halam Mahmoud were each charged in connection with the conspiracy to commit war crimes through, quote, the infliction of cruel and inhuman treatment on detainees under their control at a military airport near Damascus. Those detainees included American citizens. Arrest warrants have been issued for both men, who remain at large. The Onion's bid to buy conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's InfoWars has returned to a Texas courtroom. A federal judge in Houston heard arguments on whether a bankruptcy auction was run properly, as Jones alleges collusion and fraud. The hearing is expected to continue into today. The Onion satirical news outlet is based in Chicago. It was named the winning bidder last month over a company affiliated with Jones. The auction was held to help pay nearly $1.5 billion in defamation judgments that Jones was ordered to pay families of victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Today's weather will be cloudy and temperatures will reach the upper 30s. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies with a few flurries or snow showers possible, and for the high to reach the low 30s. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.